I'm thankful for the theme that the church has chosen for this year.
我真是非常也感谢感恩我们教会今年选的主题。
Because it's a reminder of what we should be doing.
因为这是真正的是再次提醒我们，我们应当在教会里面，我们应当怎么做。
That we don't come to church on Sundays or Fridays week after week after week.
我们并不是说我们来到教会啊，每一个礼拜每个礼拜天或者每个礼拜五，这样一复一日的这样的来，只是来。
And forget the purpose that we're here for.
但真是啊，忘记了我们来的目的是什么。
That we can serve from what people can see on the outside, but it is what's in our heart that God cares about.
我们可以看到外面我们所做的事情或者侍奉也好。但是真正的我们的内心是神他是可以察觉的。
Because only God really knows what's going on in our hearts.
因为只有神他知道我们的心灵我们里面的状况。
So I want to ask you, when you read the Bible, what are you looking for?
所以我呢在这里先问你们一下，当你们在读圣经的时候，你们是在要寻求什么呢？
Something that a pastor in New York said years ago that stayed in my mind.
因为在过去的一个纽约有一个牧师在这里讲，就讲
State in my mind.
就是我们的心思是吧？讲我们的心思的状况。
He said that the purpose of reading the Bible, the purpose of coming to church and listening to messages and going to Sunday school is so that at the end of the day.We will want to bow down and worship Jesus.
所以这位牧师在这里讲，他说我们今天到这里来，在这里啊听主的话语、敬拜和上主日学啊，要的是让我们真正能够跪拜在他的面前来听他的话。
And he reminds us to look for Jesus in every chapter, every book of the Bible.
所以我们可以真正的看到，是在圣经里面的每一章节里面，里面都能看到主耶稣基督。
So for the next few weeks, I want to speak about Jesus as we find him in the Old and New Testament.
所以下面我几个系列要讲的讲道里面，特别要讲到是主耶稣基督，他不但在新约里面，他也在旧约里面。
And it takes effort to do that.
我们要这样做的话，所以我们真要把我们的精力要摆上。
Because how are you going to find Jesus in the Song of Solomon?
那我们怎么在这个那个雅歌里面？也能够看到耶稣在里面。
Or the book of Esther that doesn't mention God's name.
我们或者说在另外一本书叫《以斯帖》，这个书里面其中都没有提到神的名，怎么会有看到耶稣也就在里面
？But Esther gives us a very good reminder relating to our theme this year.
这是真是给我们再好的一个提醒，我们今年的这个教会的主题。
Because the Bible tells us that Esther was a beautiful young lady.
因为《以斯帖》在这里讲到。她是一位非常美丽的一位妇女。
And yet the Bible tells us that she took 1 year to prepare to see the king.
因为圣经里面特别讲到她花了要花一年的时间把她自己准备好作为皇后。
So our theme verse is from Revelation.
我们这个主题的章节选出来是从启示录里面选出来的。
And we the church are supposed to be like a beautiful bride preparing herself to meet her bridegroom.
就像在启示录里面讲到，这形容到、比喻到，就是教会就像新妇一样的装备整齐，迎接新郎。
The lesson in Esther is that we could never be over prepared.
我们在真正的去读这个以斯帖的书的时候，我们不会认为我们已经准备好。
Because even though she was beautiful, she still spent 12 months to get ready to see the king.
虽然从外貌上她已经是非常的美丽，但是她仍然要花12个月时间，让她能够真正的装备好，打扮好，成为皇后。
So I think when we read the Bible and we look for Jesus, it does take effort.
也是回过来，我们如果要在圣经里面每一个地方都能看到主耶稣基督的话，这是要下功夫的。
Jesus Christ appeared in physical form not only in the New Testament but in the Old Testament as well.
所以讲到耶稣，他是成为人的样式， 来到这个世上，不是不只是在新约里面我们看到，但是在旧约里面也就有耶稣成为人的样式。
How do we know?
物质的样式能看见。
How do we know it was the pre-incarnate Christ who appeared as God in the Old Testament?
我们怎么能知道这位道成的肉身是在旧约里面就能够看见他呢？
Because God the Father does not appear in physical form.
因为我们知道父神他是不会以一个形式让人能够看见的形式出现的。
It need not be assumed that any time God appeared in the Old Testament, it was as God the Father.
我们但是里面常常会讲到，里面所旧约里面所提到神的显现，确实讲到父的显现。
Not necessarily as God the Father.
不一定是，对不起，刚才讲的圣经里面每一次谈到父的显现，不一定是真正的是这个父神的他的意义。物质的形式被人看见的形式显现。
Because the Bible tells us this is not true.
因为圣经里面讲到这父神能够被看见，这个是不真的。
Here it says he came into the very world he created, but the world did not recognize him.
因为在这里讲到他来到自己的世界，但是这个世界却不接受他。
This refers to the Son, not to God the Father.
因为在这里讲到是神的儿子，并不是讲到父神。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is the Creator.
圣经告诉我们耶稣他就是一个创造的宇宙万物的。
But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God.
因为特别讲到凡接待他的，就是信他名的，他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。
John made an absolute statement about the invisible Heavenly Father.
所以约翰在这里他所讲到的真正的是一个真实的一个描述，我们所见不到的这位父神。
John wrote in chapter 1, No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son is himself God and is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us.
因为在这里讲到从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So when someone sees God in the Old Testament, they may be seeing the Son of God, the pre-incarnate Christ.
所以在这里讲到，如果在旧约里面提到谁见到了神，实际上他真正的看见的就是这位在道身肉身来以前的这位耶稣。
John tells us what Jesus said. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except he who is from God. He has seen the Father.
所以在这里约翰福音他在约翰福音第六章里面讲到，在先知书上写的说，他们都要蒙神的教训，凡听见父之教训又学习的，就来到我这里。这不是说有人看见过父，唯独从神来的，他看见过父。
Very clear, no one has seen God the Father.
从这里我们可以知道，是非常的清楚知道，实际上没有人真正见过神。
But Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
但耶稣说，你如果见到我，你就是见到了父神。
So Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God.
所以耶稣他就是那位我们不能见的神的那位神。
That is why he claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life.
这就是为什么他自己说他就是道路、真理和生命。
The visible Jesus is our Savior.
因为这位能够看见的，我们看见的这位主耶稣，他就是我们的救主。
Yet there are people who insist that Jesus was only a great teacher.
但是虽然有些人说耶稣他是一位非常伟大的一位教师。
Those of us who are in the Sunday school class reading C.S. Lewis will remember that he said this.
像我们有些人在这个我们一起在主日学里面，我们特别在学C.S. Lewis 这本书的时候，是比较清楚啊，知道这个地方。
He said if we did all that Plato or Aristotle or Confucius told us, we should soon be living in a happier world.
因为他在这里面特别提到，他说如果真正按照在讲的话，我们有柏拉图。如果我们真正按照柏拉图所讲的，还有亚里士多德所讲的，或者说是按照孔夫子所讲的去真正去做去活的话，我们的世界会很好。
But people have not followed the teachings of the great teachers throughout history.
但 我们真正看来的话，实际上真没有人真正按照这些伟大，刚才前面提到这些伟大的教师，按照他们所教导的来去活。
It's like sometimes we read the Bible just for knowledge, but we don't really care to apply it.
但是我们有的时候也是常这样的，我们去读圣经的时候，可能只是装备我们的头脑知识，可能没有真正的靠着这个话，我们所学的要去活出来。
Or we use it to criticize other people, judge other people.
或者我们用来批评别人，或者来论断别人。
Are we more likely to follow Jesus Christ than the other great teachers that have lived in through history?
所以像讲到我们如果这样的跟随耶稣的话，我们是不是也能够真正的像那些以前那些伟大的教师一样的，能够按照他们所讲的活出来呢？
Would we follow Jesus more than people follow Plato or Aristotle or Confucius?
或者说我们是不是真正的在这里跟随主、学习主超过那些其他的人，他们来跟随这些大的伟大的这些教师呢？
So if Christianity gives us one more source of good moral teaching, it would not be very helpful.
如果基督，我们讲到基督教只是给我们一个另外一个比较伟大的一个内容，让我们来做好的话，那这个完全是一个失败。
Because there's no lack of good teaching in history. There's plenty of good teaching in history.
因为在我们的历史上面，作为人的教师来讲，有很许许多多的教师，很伟大的教师。
For 4,000 years, there's been many great teachers.
可以说在4000年里面有许许多多的老师在里面。
More good advice from Jesus is not going to make much difference in the world today.
所以只是耶稣，我们只是用耶稣所道德的教导，并不能帮助我们这个真正的世界。
We don't need another great teacher.
我们真正需要的不是一个再来一个教师。
What do sinners need?
那么什么是我们真正所需要的呢？
Someone who can save us from sin.
因为那我们所要的真正的是能够把我们从最终能够救出来的那位。
That is why I want to study and talk about Jesus Christ found throughout the Bible for the next few weeks.
这就是为什么我要在今后几周里面，我们要真诚从圣经里面看到每一个地方都能看到我们的主耶稣在里面。
The focal point of the Bible is to tell us that Jesus is God.
那个整个圣经它的重点，它的所集中的焦点，就是告诉我们主耶稣他就是神。
You probably know this already.
但是从我们心里可能是已经知道他就是神。
But we don't consciously look for Christ when we read the Old Testament.
但是我们常常在读圣经的时候，可能没有注意到。真正的去注意去抓住。
That's why some people say God is so wrathful in the Old Testament.
但有的人讲读到旧约时，好像觉得哎呀，神好像确实好像太残忍了。
And the New Testament is so full of grace and forgiveness.
所以在新约里面呢，就是充满了恩典和赦免。
But if you study the whole Bible, you realize that the New Testament talks more about judgment than the Old Testament.
但是我们真正能够看到圣经的话，如果在新约里面谈到许多的审判，比旧约谈到还多。
So although we have an Old and a New Testament, it is one Bible.
虽然我们圣经分成旧约和新约，但实际上就是一本书，就是圣经。
With the same message,
他们要传递的就是一个信息。
Jesus Christ is through the entire Bible to show us that He is God.
所以整个整本圣经从头到尾，他就要告诉我们的主耶稣，他就是神。
Let us stand and read these verses together, first in English.
所以让我们一起来读起立，我们一起来读这个圣经。
Let us begin. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets, and now in these final days.He has spoken to us through His Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son He created the universe. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and He sustains everything by the mighty power of His command. When He had cleansed us from our sins, He sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven.This shows that the Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave him is greater than their names. In Chinese, please.
下面我们再用中文一起来念希伯来书第一章一到四节，请。神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这位时借着他的儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的。也曾借着他创造诸世界，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相， 他用他的全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Please be seated.
请坐。
And may God bless those who read His word.
我们愿神祝福读他话语的人。
And may God give us wisdom and understanding when we read.
让神也赐我们赐我们智慧，能当我们读他的话语的时候能够明白。
Jesus is not just another great moral teacher.
我们主耶稣基督不只是一个道德教育的一个教师。
We need God who came down physically.
我们需要神，他能够成为人的样式来到地上。
In the form of his son Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督的来到世上。
Now this is what John wrote in chapter 14.
这也是为什么约翰在这个第十四章里面所讲到的。
Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied.Jesus replied, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, so why are you asking me to show him to you?
在这里腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说，将父显给我们看呢？
Jesus told them, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father."
耶稣告诉他们说，如果人看见了我，就是看见了父。
Think back to the first chapter of John.
我们如果回到约翰福音的第一章
，Most of us know those first few words in the first chapter, the first verse.
我们许多人真正是知道，在这个约翰福音第一章，也是最前面第一节所讲到的。
The words seem very straightforward.
这句话好像是非常直截了当。
But don't miss the key point.
但是里面我们不要错过它里面所真正的所要讲的这个真正的关键点。
Because Jesus Christ existed with God before the creation of the universe.
因为在这里讲到主耶稣，他在创造这个整个宇宙万物之前，就是与父在一起。
All things seen and unseen were created.By Jesus.
所以不管你是所有的看见的或者看不见的，都是被耶稣所造。
God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone.
所以在这里讲的万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Therefore, Jesus is not just a teacher.
所以耶稣他不仅仅只是一个教师也好，老师也好。
Jesus is God.
耶稣他就是神。
The Messiah.
他是这位要来这位救主。
Prophesied in the Old Testament and fulfilled in the New.
所以在旧约里面已经预言了，在新约里面已经成就了。
Paul said the same thing to the Colossians.
在这里保罗在哥罗西书里面也特别讲到同样的事情。
Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him.
爱子是那不能看见，是神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠着他造的，无论是天上的地上的，都能看见的不能看见的，或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
In the Old Testament, Jesus was prophesied.
在旧约里面预言了主耶稣。
In the Gospels, Jesus was revealed to us.
在新约里面，真是将耶稣真正的显现了出来。
And then in the book of Acts, the disciples preached Jesus.
在使徒行传这本书里面讲到他们是怎样传讲耶稣的。
In the epistles, Jesus was explained to us.
在书信里面，在这些新约里面的这些书信的里面，这些是在向我们解释真正的让我们能够认识神，认识这位主耶稣。
Just like the theme verse for us this year in the book of Revelation, we are taught to expect Jesus' return.
那么在新约的最后一节，就是启示录里面呢，是告诉我们，让我们盼望主耶稣的再来。
Are we prepared?
我们有没有准备好呢？
I don't feel prepared.
我没有觉得你准备好。
Do you feel prepared?
你有没有觉得你准备好了呢？
If Jesus was to walk through the door now, are we ready to see him?
如果耶稣从门外进来的话，我们是不是觉得我们准备好了呢？
Before the first advent, God appeared many times as the pre-incarnate Christ.
所以在所有这些真正 发生主耶稣来之前，主神已经准备好了准备多次准备这个道成肉身的主耶稣的来。
There are numerous places where God was seen in the Old Testament.
所以我们可以在许多处都能看到，在旧约里面看到这个主。
Sometimes he's referred to as the angel of the Lord.
他有的时候是以神的使者出现。
But many people think that that refers to the pre-incarnate Christ.
他们许多人认为这个就是讲主耶稣在道成肉身以前的形式的出现。
Because the angel wouldn't call himself God.
因为天使他是不会说他自己是神的。
But those that were referred as the angel of the Lord said that I am God.
但是这些讲到我们里面提到的这些神的使者的时候，他说我就是神。
In other places, people saw God in a vision or a dream.
在有的场合人是从梦里面能够见到神。
But there were so many times when God was not seen as an angel or a vision or a dream, but seen physically.
但是还有很多处，不但是我们从梦中也好，从使者的方式或者天使方式能看到神，实际上还有真正的是一个我们眼睛能够看见的样式。
Many scholars believe this was the pre-incarnate Christ.
所以许多的学者他们认为这就是主耶稣在道成肉身来之前的耶稣。
It wasn't God the Father who appeared since Jesus had said in John chapter 6 verse 46 that not anyone has seen the Father, so what they saw was not God the Father.
所以在这里特别讲到，比如说在约翰福音里面特别讲到，没有人见过父，唯有在他里面的独生子耶稣。
Not that anyone has ever seen the Father.
因为他里面新约里面特别讲到，没有人真正的见过父。
In the days of Exodus, Moses asked God to show him his glory.
我们又想到在出埃及记里面，摩西要神向他显现，看见神的荣耀。
Moses said, I pray thee, show me thy glory.
神摩西在这里说，我求你能够向我显现你的荣耀。
And God said, I myself will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you.
没有中文了。但他说我在你面前准备了所有一切的美好，然后让我从你面前经过。
And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show compassion on whom I will show compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live.
神也继续说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁，但是你不能见我的面。
He will only reveal his back to Jesus.
他向摩西显现的时候，他只能让他的背让摩西看见。
And God said he will cover Moses' eyes with his hands.
当神也说，他说当我经过的时候，我要用手遮住你的脸。
But God is spirit.
但是我们知道神是个灵。
Does he have a back?
他有没有背后呢？
Does he have hands?
他有没有手呢？
These references to hands and his back are anthropomorphisms. Using human attributes to describe a spiritual being.
所以在这里神所讲的，他用手来遮他的脸，他都是用我们人能够明白的这些我们眼睛曾经见到过的这些东西来描述神自己。
The Bible describes God using physical terms, but he is spirit and therefore he's invisible.
所以虽然我们在这里神他用一些我们能够明白或者能够看见摸着的来解释给我们，但他自己是不能被看见。
And yet the Bible says that God spoke to Moses face to face.
我们在这里圣经里面 也讲到神说他与摩西是面对面的交通。
But God says anyone who sees me will be dead.
但同样神也说谁见我的面他就会死。
That's why I say it takes effort and takes study to understand the context of what God is saying.
所以我在这里前面讲到，我们要在这里面真正看到耶稣的话，我们是需要花精力下去的。
Face to face is a human way of saying close, intimate, but doesn't mean you see God's face.
我们讲到面对面，在这里讲到说，我们用我们人的语言来描述，表示我们是如何的亲近。
When God says you'll see my back, he says, I'll only show you a portion of my glory and a portion of my goodness, because if you saw all of it, you could not handle it.
所以神在这里讲了，他说你只能见到我的背，他只是说你能够看到我部分的我，部分的美善。
Moses had to cover his face because his face was glowing just because he was in the presence of God.
所以摩西后来说他不得不用帕子来遮住他的脸，因为他的脸在神经过的时候，他的那个荣耀从他脸上反射出来。
So it takes effort, it takes diligence, and it takes wisdom to understand.
所以我们真是要花精力、智慧去真正的来明白。
But like I asked the students in my Sunday school class this morning,
就像我今天早上我在那个主日学我的班上我在问这些学生们，
What is the most common reason that people don't want to seek after God? What is the most common reason?
我们知道对我们常常的一个理由，我们说我们见不到神
or not interested in seeking God,
或者说我们根本没有想到我们要见到神
don't want to see God,
我们不想见到神
not interested,
我们根本没有任何的兴趣
troubled,
我们有的时候会反而会有问题
and in psychology this is called projection,
我们在心理学里面讲的是一个投射投影
no, it means thatI think that other people are thinking what I'm thinking.
所以他讲的是我可能是在猜测别人会怎么在想我。
My projection is that people don't want to seek God because people think that God is going to stop them from having fun.
所以我在想到别人在这里想到别人为什么不想见神呢？是因为如果我们见了神的话，神会不让我做许许多多有趣的事情。
Why do I call it projection? Because that's what I thought, and I think that's what everybody thinks.
所以为什么我讲叫这个叫做猜测或投影？是因为我在这里思想是想象你们也会这样想。
Maybe you don't think that way, but I assume you do because I did.
因为虽然你们有可能根本就没有这样想，但是我是在这里假设了你们是这样想，所以我是这样想。
And then John and other people in the class say, sometimes that could be from our family.
但是我们讲到有的时候这种情况发生，有可能从我们的家庭里面发生。
From my father or my mother.
或者我们这个现象是从我们的父母亲所带来的。
Because they always use the word don't.
因为他们常常会讲不要这样，不要那样。
Don't do this, don't do that.
不要做这个，也不要做那个。
The more they tell me don't do something, the more I want to do it.
特别是如果他们一直跟我讲不要做这个，不要做那个的时候，我就里面就更要想去做这个。
Tricia finally figured it out.
我的妻子她终于发现了这个。
Just don't go to bed early.
她说只要不要去不要早点上床。
Because she knows I like to stay up late.
她知道我会待得很晚。
She knows that the more she asks me to go to bed, the later I'll stay up.
她知道如果我越要求她早点睡觉，早点睡觉，她就待得越晚。
It takes effort.
这就需要一个真正我们里面要花力气。
To seek after God.
我们要去寻求神的话要花力气。
It takes effort to see Jesus everywhere in the Bible.
也要我们真正的花精力去在圣经里面去找到耶稣。
Without wisdom, we won't see him.
如果我们没有神所赐给的智慧，我们没有办法看见。
We'll say, this is not talking to me, it's talking to 眼镜 it's not to me.
因为这个神跟我们讲话可能不是跟我讲，或者是跟 Mike 讲，或者跟谁讲。
That's good. John in chapter 1 testifies that Jesus Christ is the creator.
我们在约翰福音里面第一讲神是那位创造者。
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Everybody knows that.
因为大家都知道，讲到太初有道，道与神同在。
He was in the beginning with God.
他在起初的时候就是与神同在。
All things came into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
所有的万物都是由他造的，而且是因他而造的。
And just now we read in Colossians the same thing.
就像我们刚才读到哥罗西书一样。
By him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth.
所以所有的万事都是借着他造的。无论是看见的或不见的都是借着他造的。
All things have been created by him and for him.
所有的事是被他而造，而且也是为他而造。
Do we ever think about that we are created for God?
我们有没有这样想过，我们的被造也是为了耶稣。
Sometimes I think I'm created to have fun.
我们常常有的时候我们会觉得我们被造是让我们在这地上有很好的很好玩或者很高兴的生活。
When I was younger, I thought I was created to have pretty girlfriends.
我以为我那个时候想到是我被造是因为我能够遇到许许多很好的女朋友，
很漂亮的
漂亮的女朋友。
Okay, but I don't look good myself. How can I expect to have a good-looking girlfriend? But how can I expect those things when I may not be attracted to other people?
对，但是我是希望以这样子很好、很漂亮的啊、女孩子，但是我自己不是那么好看的话，怎么有办法能够吸引这些好看的女孩子呢？
That's called reading the Bible from a very self-centered point of view.
我们只是讲这样子读圣经呢，只是从以我们自己为中心的这个角度来读圣经。
But we were created by God and for God. That is the purpose of our life.
但是如果我们真正知道我们的被造是因神而被造的话，
Just now, Xiaoling said,So that we are a blessing to God, not only God blessing us.
所以就像刚才在诗篇的小林刚才特别说到，我们常常是接受神的祝福。我们有没有想到，我们也要来祝福我们的神呢？
Do we give God joy by being the person that He created us to be?
我们愿不愿意把我们的喜乐，他造我们的喜乐，能够献给他们？
So Jesus was with God at the creation, just as the Holy Spirit was moving over the waters at creation.
所以耶稣他就在神创造这个整个宇宙万物之前，他就已经与神是同在一起，他在他的灵在上面啊运行。
So in the first verse of the first chapter of the first book in the Bible, God's name is Elohim.
所以我们在这讲到啊，在这本整本圣经的啊第一本书。第一章节也是第一节就讲到神的灵在你的运行耶和华的灵
Elohim is plural
讲到、耶和华的灵他是讲的是复数在这里讲的复数
Let us make man in our image after our likeness
他在这里讲到神造人的时候说要按照我们的形象来造人
Moses wrote in Genesis chapter 2 that the Creator formed Adam from dust.
所以在这个创世纪第二章里面讲到，神造这个亚当的时候是从尘土造的。
Then God breathed life into Adam.
然后神他是吹气，吹一口气，吹到亚当的鼻孔里。
This is all very basic. We all know this.
这是非常基本的，我相信大家都知道。
But in the context of what we just read in John chapter 1 and Colossians chapter 1,
所以我们刚才又读到在约翰福音第一章和哥罗西第一章
we are reminded that the pre-incarnate Christ created life.
我们知道是这位在道成肉身来到这个世界以前的这位耶稣他创造了宇宙
by giving his breath of life.
他把这个生命的气息吹到了亚当的鼻孔
because the Bible says in him was life.
因为知道在生命在他里头
and he was the light of the world
因为他就是世界的生命生命的世界的光
humans were not created like the rest of creation
我们人被造和其他的所有的被造是不一样的
God spoke and the worlds came into existence
因为我们知道当神说话的时候说有就有了
but the Hebrew word for when he formed man the real meaning of the word form is he squeezed something into shape with his hand
如果讲到用希伯来话讲到耶稣讲到在这里讲到就把它做成型的样子是实际上是讲到用手像到一个拳头里面抓的东西把它挤出来一样的把它挤出来的意思
When Eve was created it was also through God's personal touch
这个夏娃被造也是一样有神他的手在里面做的
He could have used dust again for Eve but he did not
但他神也可以用尘土来造
There was a personal touch. He took a rib out of Adam.
但是也是神的手，他从亚当沉睡的亚当里面取出一根肋骨来。
Divine surgery.
所以他在开始做了一个神的手术。
God caused Adam to fall asleep.
神让亚当沉睡。
Divine anesthesia.
我们就神来的这里，真给他一个麻醉。
Because when my wife came out of anesthesia, she didn't recognize me.
当我妻子从手术室出来的时候，因为她有做了麻醉，她根本认不出我来。
Who am I? Am I your new boyfriend?
她说我是谁啊？我是你的新男朋友吗
？All she could think of was no sugar, no carbohydrate.
所以她所那时候所想到的是没有糖，还有没有水哈。
They wanted to give her juice. She says, I can't. I must have sugar free.
她说我这时候想要给她一点那个果汁。他说不能一定不能要任何有带糖分的
They wanted to give her crackers so she can take pain medicine and she says no carbohydrate
So 医生也要给她一些饼干他说不行他说 不能吃带这种叫什么碳水化合物的东西
So can't remember husband but can remember what not to eat
但是她虽然不能认出来她的丈夫但是她能知道她什么东西她不能吃
But I see all those happening. God is so personal with each person. Everyone is so different.
当然我们在这里看到神所造的，在这里看到每一个人都是非常的人性化。
He didn't make Adam and Eve the same way.
他没有造亚当和夏娃完全是一样。
And then God personally brought Eve and introduced her to Adam.
所以神特别造了夏娃之后带到亚当的面前。
When we remember that Jesus Christ is God in physical form, we should remember that He's the Creator who desires intimate relationships with His creatures.
所以我们如果真正认识到这位主耶稣，他就是这位所见不到神的像的时候，他就是那位真正的他的手在这里所做的。
Everything that God does has a plan and a purpose.
我们知道神所做的每一个，他都有神的计划和旨意在里面。
Everything God does has a divine purpose.
我们知道神所做的是有着神圣的一个旨意在里面。
God doesn't make garbage.
他神不在这里，他所做的都是没有用的。
God doesn't do anything without purpose or significance.
神所做的东西，他没有任何一样是没有目的和他的旨意。
He could have spoken Adam and Eve into existence, but he didn't.
所以他可以只用嘴巴来说成了有造这个亚当，他就造了亚当，但是他没有这样做。
He formed them with touch, personal.
他是用这样子来用他的手来把亚当造出来。
He squeezed them into shape.
他真是从手中把亚当给挤出来。
Ultimately, Christ is the bridegroom, and we the church is His bride.
最终我们要真正让我们看见到，就是教会就是主耶稣他的新妇，主耶稣就是教会的新郎。
Even marriage is an illustration of God's plan for Jesus and the church.
甚至就是我们人间所看到的这个我们的婚姻，也是神用来让我们看到将来真正的和主耶稣的关系。
Paul wrote to the Colossians and said, "All things have been created by Him and for Him."
哥罗西在这里特别讲的一切都是借着他造的，又是为他而造。
We should take the effort when we read the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, and find how Jesus is hidden in the Old Testament and revealed in the New.
所以我们一定要真是要花功夫下去，我们要在旧约里面要真正看到是主耶稣是怎么样的在里面所显现，真正的讲旧约里面讲到主耶稣，他的新约里面再次给大家来显现到我们面前，能够让我们真正的看见。
On earth, you and I will never understand everything that happens to us. Never.
要不然的话，我们不能真正的明白很多事情在我们周围所发生。
Many times things happen as though there's no purpose and no meaning.
看起来好像好多事情发生的话是没有任何的目的、没有意义的。
But God has a purpose.
但是在神来讲，他有他的意义和他的目的。
Jesus Christ is at the heart of God's plan to lead us back into His kingdom.
所以主耶稣他就是在神所计划当中最中心的这位，他要再来的这位。
Over and over again, people try to destroy the Bible so we can't read it.
所以很多在世界上历史上面有很多很多的企图要把这个圣经给消灭掉，所以不让我们能够读到这个圣经。
But today, most homes have more than one or two Bibles, but we don't read it.
但是我们现在，我们如今，我们家里面可能至少不会有一本圣经，至少有许多本是圣经，但是我们常常的没有去读。
Or we read it and we don't see Jesus.
或者说我们读了。但没有看到耶稣。
We read it and miss the whole point, especially in the Old Testament.
如果我们特别在读旧约的时候，我们可能完全，错掉了我们真正要我们读的，要我们所理解的或者所明白的。
Jesus Christ is the theme of the whole Bible.
所以主耶稣他是整个圣经的围绕的中心。
On Friday night in our discipleship group, I had some high schoolers listen to a recorded message.
所以在星期五的晚上，我有一些门徒培训的一些年轻的弟兄跟我在一起，我们在听录音带。
Rick Warren was speaking at TED Talks.
那个 Rick Warren 他讲了我们还没有信主的这些人的时候
，He said there are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children.
他就是讲我们有的时候会错好像不是你特意想要做父母亲，但是你成为了父母亲。但是这个孩子不是说他好像是误生出来的，没有没有这样的事情。
In human terms, some children are born who were not planned by their parents.
虽然我们知道有些做父母的，他们的孩子生出来，他们当时没有计划要这个孩子。
But he said there are no accidental children because God has a purpose for every human ever born.
所以在神来讲，这个不是一个意外，这个是对神来讲，他有他的，所以这个孩子的出生，他意外的出生，他有他的目的。
But He also gave us the freedom to choose whether we want to know Jesus.
但是神也给我们 自由意志，让我们自己来选择，我们是不是要选择主耶稣基督。
And once we know him, whether we're willing to obey him.
当我们如果认识他的时候，也在乎于我们是不是顺服他。
Because my brother-in-law is not a Christian, but he knows the Bible very well.
但是我的我的姐夫他不是基督徒，但是他对圣经里面非常熟。
One time he actually joked with me and said, I'll be like that thief on the cross. At the last minute, I will enter paradise with Jesus.
所以他说他有时都跟我讲，他说我就希望我能够成为正像那个挂上面那个最后那个强盗一样，在最后一秒钟最后一分钟的时候我来认耶稣基督。
So you may not have the chance for that last minute.
但是你是这样想，但你可能不知道你会不会有这样的最后的一秒钟。
Because you drive three Porsches and a Lotus, all fast cars.
但是因为他开的车都是四个车都是
三个 Porsche 一个 Lotus
是一个 Lotus 都是名牌车了，
很快
这开的都是跑车，非常快的跑车。
You may not have that minute to follow Christ at the end.
因为你在最后那一秒钟的时候，你开着跑车那么快的时候，你最后一秒钟你是不能控制，你可能没有办法一秒钟的时候你说要认识耶稣。
That's the difference between knowing the Bible and understanding the Bible.
所以这个就是我们所讲的不同点。你知道你能够知道圣经，或者说你能够真正的明白圣经是不一样的。
I hope he doesn't go online and listen to this message.
我希望他不会到网上来听我刚才讲的这段话。
But we are free to choose.
但是神确实给了我们自由意志。
A man's horse ran away. Some of you have heard this story.
我们听过一个故事，就讲有一个人的他的马丢失了。
The neighbor said, "Bad luck, isn't it? You lost your horse."
但是他邻居又说，哎呦，这个是太不幸了哈，你丢失了你的马。
And the man said, "What I know about luck?"
但是我怎么会知道什么叫幸运或者不幸运呢？
2 days later, the horse came back with 20 wild horses.
但是两天以后他的自己的马带了另外的21匹马。
The neighbor said, "Amazing! It's not bad luck. It's good luck. Now you got 20 more horses."
在邻居在这说，哦，那个不是一个不幸，实际上还是一个万幸，你还多了那么多马。
And the man said, "What I know about these things?"
他说，那个人也丢马的人也说，我怎么会知道这些事情呢？
The man's son was taming one of the wild horses, and then the horse kicked him and broke his leg.
但是你知道，他那个这个人的他的儿子去来到这个白马面前，这白马他一脚踢了他。把他给踢伤了。
The neighbor said, "Bad luck, isn't it? Your son's leg is broken by the wild horse."
所以那个他邻居又说了，他说：“你看，这也是很不幸，那个很不幸哈，你的儿子的腿断了。”
Man said, "What do I know about luck?"
他说：“我那个丢马的人，他继续说，我还是不知道什么是。”
Two days later,
不幸
a gang of thieves came looking for young men to catch and make them join their gang.
所以几天以后有一帮这个一帮这反正一帮这个流氓了，也可以说一帮一团伙来到他们家，要想抓他们的孩子去加入他们一起做坏事。
They pick the man's son, but discovers he has a broken leg and says, "We don't want you."
他们是抓住这个男孩子了，但发现他是一个瘸腿的，他说我们就不要你了。
The neighbor came back and said, "That's good luck, isn't it? Your son's leg is broken."
所以他的邻居又回过来说，哦，你这个瘸腿的儿子反而给了他带来他的幸运。
In this silly story, we can figure one thing out.That we don't know what lies ahead.
所以我们真正知道，从这些刚才我们所讲的故事，我们不知道真正的在我们前面的是什么。
What do we know about luck?
我们怎么会知道有幸还是没幸？
We don't believe in luck. Christians don't believe in luck.
我们不相信这个是走运或者不走运的事情。
It is neither good luck or bad luck.
我们是相信的，那里没有什么是走运或者不走运的事情。
I didn't ask why when I was in New York, my neighbor called and says, "Hey, guess what, Mike, your house is burning down."
我那个时候我在纽约的时候，我并没有想到我们的邻居会给我打电话说，哦，你的房子失火了。
I never thought it was bad luck.
我从未没想过那是一个不幸。
I didn't ask why when the doctor told me Tricia has breast cancer.
我也从来也没有问，当医生告诉我说，翠霞她有癌症。
That had nothing to do with luck.
但这些东西跟幸运和不幸运是没有关系的。
The man whose horse ran away said he didn't know anything about these things that happened.
所以刚才那个丢马的那个人家讲，他就说他对所有将来要发生的事情他根本一点都不知道。
We must believe God is in control.
但我们要知道是神他是在掌权。
Whether he's allowing someone to have cancer,
或者是否比如说他允许这个人身上有癌症
to survive or not to survive,
包括是这个癌症得到医治或者不得到医治。
To have a stomach ulcer and be throwing up all night，
就像江老师一样的，他里面有溃疡，胃溃疡里面包括呕吐。
We still believe God is sovereign, and that's why we have peace。
我们是仍然相信主耶稣主他在这里掌权，在他里面有平安。
This is not lying to ourselves，
这不是我们自欺。
This is through experience，
这是通过我们所跟随的经历。
Christians know a peace beyond understanding，
我们知道我们基督徒所有的这些平安是超过我们所能理解的。
There are many times we lose our grip on that peace，
有的时候我们常常会没有抓住这个平安。
But with years with Jesus， those times should be less and shorter。
当我们如果紧紧的跟随主，年数越多的时候，我们心里没有平安，这个是会越来越少。
The reason for this message today is to emphasize the beautiful cohesiveness of the whole Bible。
所以我今天在这里讲的主要的是让我们能看见整本这个圣经它是有这样的一个紧密的关系连在一起的关系。
The golden thread that joins every book and every chapter, and that golden thread is Jesus Christ.
所以这个一条金线把所有的圣经里面的从旧约新约里面的章节书串在一起的就是这位主耶稣基督。
God created everything we see and everything we don't see through his son Jesus Christ.
所以神他所造的能见或者不能见的都是为了耶稣而造。
God's plan is to save you and me through his son。
我们知道神的计划就是要我们在主耶稣里面得救。
You don't need Confucius, you don't need Aristotle。
我们真正讲不需要孔夫子，我们也不需要亚里士多德。
A Christian friend of mine said, I'm now looking into 道德经。
我有一个
The way,
基督的朋友
the canon of
他说我现在正在看一些也是孔夫子一些方面的道德经。
老子
OK another Laos
yeah and this Christian says it makes a lot of sense to me, it's almost like the Bible。
所以那个基督他说哎呀他里面讲的非常非常好像有道理，跟圣经好像很像。
But there's nothing in there，
他真的讲起来里面没有什么东西。
That tells usWhy we are here and where we're going，
但里面他是没有真正讲到为什么我们会在这里，或者说我们将来要去哪里。
It can give us temporary peace，
它只能给我们心里面有暂时的一个安慰。
We don't want temporary peace, we want eternal peace。
我们不需要一个暂时的给我们一个安慰，我们所要的是一个永远的平安。
And some of us brothers and sisters have tasted that peace on earth now。
我们有些，我们许多的弟兄姐妹在这个主耶稣里面，我们已经尝到了。这个在主里的赐给我们的平安。
Jesus was prophesied in the Old Testament，
耶稣在旧约里面已经被预言了。
And all the prophecies of the Messiah were fulfilled to the letter when Jesus came the first time。
所以，耶稣他第一次来的所有的他的来的情况、时间都完全让旧约里面的预言成为真实。
Can you find any reason not to believe all the prophecies about Jesus' second coming? Can you find any reason not to believe those?
如果从前面旧约里面特别预言的已经新约里面已经成就了，你难道还不相信在预言到耶稣再来的时候，第二次再来的时候所预言所讲的吗？
Has it been so long since Jesus came the first time that God forgot what he said about Jesus coming the second time? I don't think so.
就会不会说从耶稣第一次来到第二次来，现在好像看上去时间那么长，是不是神已经忘记了耶稣要再来？我不认为是这样。
Jesus Christ is found throughout the Bible. Go home and read it from that perspective.
所以耶稣基督他在整本圣经中贯穿了整本圣经，所以回到家读的时候，读圣经的时候，有特别的下功夫去找。
Luck has nothing to do with our lives.
我们知道要不然其他没有任何的幸运不幸运跟我们的生活跟我们的生命没有任何的关系。
Wait until we stand face to face with Jesus one day.
直到我们那天与我们的主面对面相见的时候。
Then we will know that all things did work together for the good of those who love God.
到那天的时候，你可能就真正的能明白万事相互效力。
In the middle of death and illness, you still can believe that.
虽然在死因的幽谷也好，或者在生病的疾病当中也好，
The Creator loves His creation，
因为创造 宇宙万物的神爱我们。
The Creator loves His creatures and the things that He created.
他爱那个，他爱他所造的，也是被他所造。
We will see this through the entire Bible.
我们会从整本圣经看到我们刚才所讲的。
Especially when we look more into the appearances of the pre-incarnate Christ.
所以我们如果更花更多的精力，特别注意到在旧约里面讲到这耶稣道成肉身来以前的形象。
So may those of us who've already accepted Jesus as our Savior,
在我们当中，我们已经有许多人已经接受了主耶稣为我们的个人的救主。
Rededicate ourselves to becoming more like Christ.
我们也让我们自己，我们定义，让我们自己更加的像主耶稣。
And may those among us who have not accepted Jesus as Savior,
如果当我们中间还有些人还没有接受主耶稣为我们个人的救主的人。
Meet Christ in the pages of the Bible.
所以我们也真盼望你们在读圣经的时候能够遇见主耶稣。
And then come to have faith in Him.
我们真是能够有信来到了他面前来相信他。
Because our Jesus is both Lord and God.
我们知道我们的主耶稣他不但是主，他就是神。
A little preview about what I'm going to speak over there next week.
我就稍微跟你们讲一下下一次我要在那边讲。
The story of Jacob comforts us and confuses us.
我们讲到雅各，他来到这里，他给我们有了许多的迷惑。
We can look upon many of Jacob's decisions with contempt.
因为我们读到雅各的时候，我们可以看到他所做的，他要企图做的和他所做的。
And even wonder why would God favor such a person?
我们看到好像为什么神那么喜欢了他呢？
But it also reassures us to see that God is gracious to Jacob.
我们也知道，神看到好像神给雅各有更多的恩典在里面。
Just as God is gracious to me and to you.
真是真正讲起来，就像神赐给你我有这样的恩典一样。
In that wrestling match that Jacob had described in Genesis 32,
我们讲到在创世纪里面
Chapter 32, Jacob wrestles. Jacob fought with a very powerful stranger that he later concludes is God.
知道这个雅各，他知道后来跟他摔跤的这位，从他的大力来知道这位就是神。
But many scholars believe that Jacob wrestled with the pre-incarnate Christ.
但是我们真正的有许多的学者认为，那个跟雅各摔跤的就是。主耶稣基督。
Others consider the opponent to be an angel.
但有的时候出现的形式是以神的使者出现，或者天使。
Still other people think that Jacob was only wrestling with God in prayer, not physically.
但有的人相信，这个雅各在摔跤的时候不是真正的好像跟有个人在摔跤，他只是在梦中好像是跟天使在摔跤。
But the thing to remember is that Jacob struggled.
但我们知道那个雅各他在里面真是费了很大的力气。
He worked hard.
他很努力地在那里摔
throughout the night,
整个夜在那里摔跤。
Just as Esther prepared herself for a full year before seeing the king,
just as Esther prepared herself, 雅各在这里整个一晚上摔跤，就很像那个以斯帖，他在12个月要准备自己成为皇后。
And God was gracious to Jacob,
我们知道神真是爱这个雅各。
Because the name of Israel came from Jacob's name after God changed it to Israel.
这就是为什么神把这个雅各的名字改成了以色列，也就是后来的以色列他们的名字。
What is the meaning of Israel?
那以色列这个名字的意义是什么呢？
He struggles with God.
就讲的是他与神摔跤。
He struggles hard to find God and to get blessing.
因为他要在这里努力的要抓住神，找到神。
Struggle to see Jesus as we read the Bible.
所以我们要在这里同样一样，也要花这样的功夫力气下去，来在圣经里面看到耶稣。
In spite of his many failures, his weaknesses, and his sad life, he was chosen and loved by God.
不管他的经历后来是怎么样，苦难也好，各种各样的包括许多的灾难也好，但是他选择的是抓住神。
Through this strange wrestling match,
通过这样的我们看来。一个这样的摔跤，这样的摔跤这件事情
，Jacob shows us it takes effort.
他知道，他让我们知道是要认识神，抓住神是要花力气的。
God revealed Himself through His Son.
神将他的儿子向我们显现出来。
Throughout the entire Bible,
从过整本圣经向我们显现他的主耶稣儿子耶稣基督。
Our obligation is to work.
我们所要承担的，我们所要接受的，我们的 职责就是我们要去工作
and to hear what God is trying to say to us.
我们要去努力听见神要向我们所说的话。
As I always say,
就像我常常说到
May God bless those who read His word.
就愿神祝福那些读神话语的人。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for your message.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你的信息。
Thank you for showing us Jesus in so many different ways.
我们就感谢你将主耶稣基督让我们在许多的地方各处都能够看见他
May your word not only be knowledge to us
让你的话语不只是成为我们头脑中的知识而已
But truly as the guide for us to find our way back to you
真是、成为我们、的教导和我们的、话语让我们能够回到你的里面去
Continue to be gracious to us Lord
真是、继续、求你继续爱我们
When we are weak, hold us.
虽然我们啊、我们软弱，我们的啊、身体年啊、也在衰残。
We want to learn to abide in you.
我们要学习啊、在怎样的住在你的里面。
That this church will be a blessing to you.
让我们这个你的教会啊、被你祝福。
Not only to receive your blessing, but to be a blessing.
不但我们只是接受到你的祝福，我们也能够成为祝福的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告的奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.